This is the reading for January 26. Psalm 26. Lord, defend me because I have lived an innocent life. I have trusted the Lord and never doubted. Lord, try me and test me. Look closely into my heart and mind. I see your love and I live by your truth. I do not spend time with liars, nor do I make friends with those who hide their sin. I hate the company of evil people, and I won't sit with the wicked. I wash my hands to show I am innocent, and I come to your altar, Lord. I raise my voice in praise and tell of all the miracles you have done. Lord, I love the temple where you live, where your glory is. Do not kill me with those sinners or take my life with those murderers. Evil is in their hands, and they do wrong for money. But I have lived an innocent life, so save me and have mercy on me. I stand in a safe place. Lord, I praise you in the great meeting. Exodus chapter 1. When Jacob went to Egypt, he took his sons, and each son took his own family with him. These are the names of the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. There was a total of 70 people who were descendants of Jacob. Jacob's son Joseph was already in Egypt. Sometime later, Joseph and his brothers died, along with all the people who had lived at that same time. But the people of Israel had many children, and their number grew greatly. They became very strong, and the country of Egypt was filled with them. Then a new king began to rule Egypt, who did not know who Joseph was. This king said to his people, "Look, the people of Israel are too many and too strong for us to handle. If we don't make plans against them, the number of their people will grow even more. Then if there is a war, they might join our enemies and fight us and escape from the country." So the Egyptians made life hard for the Israelites. They put slave masters over them, who forced the Israelites to build the cities Pithom and Ramses as supply centers for the king. But the harder the Egyptians forced the Israelites to work, the more the Israelites grew in number and spread out. So the Egyptians became very afraid of them and demanded even more of them. They made their lives bitter. They forced the Israelites to work hard to make bricks and mortar and to do all kinds of work in the fields. The Egyptians were not merciful to them in all their painful work. Two Hebrew nurses named Shifra and Puah helped the Israelite women give birth to their babies. The king of Egypt said to the nurseries, "When you are helping the Hebrew women give birth to their babies, watch. If the baby is a girl, let her live. But if it is a boy, kill him." But the nurses feared God, so they did not do as the king told them. They let all the boy babies live. Then the king of Egypt sent for the nurses and said, "Why did you do this? Why did you let the boys live?" The nurses said to him, "The Hebrew women are much stronger than the Egyptian women. They give birth to their babies before we can get there." God was good to the nurses, and the Hebrew people continued to grow in number, so they became even stronger. Because the nurses feared God, he gave them families of their own. So the king commanded all his people, "Every time a boy is born to the Hebrews, you must throw him into the Nile River, but let all the girl babies live." Exodus chapter 2. Now a man from the family of Levi married a woman who was also from the family of Levi. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw how wonderful the baby was, she hid him for 3 months. But after 3 months, she was not able to hide the baby any longer. So she got a basket made of reeds and covered it with tar so that it would float. She put the baby in the basket. Then she put the basket among the tall stalks of grass at the edge of the Nile River. The baby's sister stood a short distance away to see what would happen to him. Then the daughter of the king of Egypt came to the river to take a bath, and her servant girls were walking beside the river. When she saw the basket in the tall grass, she sent her slave girl to get it. The king's daughter opened the basket and saw the baby boy. He was crying, so she felt sorry for him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew babies." Then the baby's sister asked the king's daughter, "Would you like me to go and find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you?" The king's daughter said, "Go." So the girl went and got the baby's own mother. The king's daughter said to the woman, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took her baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, the woman took him to the king's daughter, and she adopted the baby as her own son. The king's daughter named him Moses because she had pulled him out of the water. Moses grew and became a man. One day he visited his people and saw that they were forced to work very hard. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew man, one of Moses' own people. Moses looked all around and saw that no one was watching, so he killed the Egyptian and hid his body in the sand. The next day, Moses returned and saw two Hebrew men fighting each other. He said to the one that was in the wrong, "Why are you hitting one of your own people?" The man answered, "Who made you our ruler and judge? Are you going to kill me as you kill the Egyptian?" Moses was afraid and thought, "Now everyone knows what I did." When the king heard what Moses had done, he tried to kill him, but Moses ran away from the king and went to live in the land of Midian. There he sat down near a well. There was a priest in Midian who had 7 daughters. His daughters went to that well to get water to fill the water troughs for their father's flock. Some shepherds came and chased the girls away, but Moses defended the girls and watered their flock. When they went back to their father Reuel, he asked them, "Why have you come home early today?" The girls answered, "The shepherds chased us away, but an Egyptian defended us. He got water for us and watered our flock." He asked his daughters, "Where is this man? Why did you leave him? Invite him to eat with us." Moses agreed to stay with Jethro, and he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses to be his wife. Zipporah gave birth to a son. Moses named him Gershom because Moses was a stranger in a land that was not his own. After a long time, the king of Egypt died. The people of Israel groaned because they were forced to work very hard. When they cried for help, God heard them. God heard their cries, and he remembered the agreement he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He saw the troubles of the people of Israel, and he was concerned about them.
Chapter 17.
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone. Jesus' appearance changed in front of them. His face became as bright as the sun, and his clothes as white as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared to them and were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good that we're here. If you want, I'll put up 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when a bright cloud overshadowed them. Then a voice came out of the cloud and said, "This is my son whom I love and with whom I am pleased. Listen to him." The disciples were terrified when they heard this and fell face down on the ground. But Jesus touched them and said, "Get up and don't be afraid." As they raised their heads, they saw no one but Jesus. On their way down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen. Wait until the Son of Man has been brought back to life." So the disciples asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered, "Elijah is coming and will put everything in order again. Actually, I can guarantee that Elijah has already come. Yet people treated him as they pleased because they didn't recognize him. In the same way, they're going to make the Son of Man suffer." Then the disciples understood that he was talking about John the Baptizer. When they came to a crowd, a man came up to Jesus, knelt in front of him, and said, "Sir, have mercy on my son. He suffers from seizures. Often he falls into fire or water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't cure him." Jesus replied, "You unbelieving and corrupt generation, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." Jesus ordered the demon to come out of the boy. At that moment, the boy was cured. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and asked, "Why couldn't we force the demon out of the boy?" He told them, "Because you have so little faith. I can guarantee this truth. If your faith is the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." While they were traveling together in Galilee, Jesus told them, "The Son of Man will be betrayed and handed over to people. They will kill him, but on the 3rd day he will be brought back to life." Then the disciples became very sad. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter. They asked him, "Doesn't your teacher pay temple tax?" "Certainly," he answered. Peter went into the house. Before he could speak, Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the world collect fees or taxes? Is it from their family members or from other people?" "From other people," Peter answered. Jesus said to him, "Then the family members are exempt. However, so that we don't create a scandal, go to the sea and throw in a hook. Take the first fish that you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a coin. Give that coin to them for you and me."